Here's the Marketplace Index for Tuesday the 18th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what this says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow Jones Industrial Average went up 180 points, 1.6%. It closed at 11,577. Late today, Britain's Guardian newspaper reported France and Germany have reached a deal to create a $2.75 trillion rescue plan to stop the Greek debt problem from spreading. A European summit is set for this weekend. The Guardian cites unnamed EU diplomats on that story. The S&P 500 up 24 points, 2%. NASDAQ Composite up 42 points, 1.6%. And the 10-year bond yield is up to 2.17%. Quiz question. What's the biggest bank in America? If you said Bank of America, you were right until today. B of A came out with its quarterly accounting this morning, and it shows that when assets is the measure, Bank of America is now number two behind J.P. Morgan Chase. B of A's profits today were spruced up by some special accounting pirouettes. Beyond that, there was general weakness in what that company's supposed to do for a living, that is, lending money to folks who pay it back with interest. Still, the bank says the quality of its loans is improving, and its stock went up 10% today. Contrast that with Wells Fargo Bank, which was supposed to do comparatively well, but its profits disappointed. Plus, the bank said more loan payments were coming in late, a sign that consumers are running into new troubles.
It is a complicated situation due to the fact that the economy, in our view, is truly at a crossroads.
Gerard Cassidy, an analyst at RBC Capital, sees evidence that even some people with good credit histories are getting into a bind with their loans.
You might recall so many of the residential mortgage loans that got into trouble in the last 3 years, many of them were tied to the so-called subprime market. Well, many of those loans have washed through the system, and those types of borrowers are no longer owners of homes. So now we have a better quality of residential mortgages that are sitting on banks' books. But with this higher unemployment rate, that's affecting people's ability to pay their mortgages.
Cassidy says it's a reminder that the country can't thrive unless more people find work.
The improvement is certainly slowed this quarter on delinquencies. And if the economy, again, this is where this crossroads is so important. If the economy starts to accelerate, we think that this little temporary slowdown and improvement subsides and goes away. But if the economy goes into a full-blown recession, the trends we're seeing about the slowdown and improvement will turn into deterioration in credit in the fourth quarter or first quarter of next year.
Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital. At Goldman Sachs, there were no quarterly profits to be found, just a loss. The way Goldman has it figured, all this market volatility and worries about Europe are keeping its clients on the sidelines. The legendary investment bank is learning what many less famous businesses have been saying about this economy, that it's awfully tough to make money off of wait-and-see attitudes. Goldman shares did go up 5.5% today. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Investors in the shoe company Crocs got bitten today. They were already expecting lower sales of the clompy shoes due to the sluggish economy, but Crocs said it didn't realize until now just how sharply things were tapering down. Crocs stocks fell 39% today, which is weakening the marketplace Daily Pulse. You can find out more about Crocs' outlook and how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy. The website is marketplace.org. I'm David Brancaccio in New York with the Marketplace Index. On APM, American Public Media.